Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Associated Press reports that Israel was responsible for the bombing of an Iranian weapons depot in Iraq last month. That would indicate Israel is widening its campaign against the Iranian military throughout the Mideast. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The AP cites two U.S. officials who said Israel carried out an attack on a weapons depot in July, killing two Iranian military commanders. The New York Times said Iran was using the depot to transfer weapons to Syria. It's apparently the first Israeli bombing in Iraq since its 1981 strike on a nuclear reactor. The Times said Israel has carried out more strikes in Iraq in recent days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not deny Israeli involvement when asked this week. He said Iran doesn't have immunity anywhere. Israel says it's been striking Iranian military targets in Syria over the last year to stop Iran from building a military presence near Israel. The latest strikes have caused concern for stability in Iraq, where local politicians close to Iran have pressured the Iraqi government to stop cooperating with the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Final preparations are underway for this weekend's G7 summit in France. President Trump leaves for the talks later today. The global economy and ongoing trade disputes will be a major focus, as will climate change. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the French president wants world leaders to also examine the fires burning in the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, although Brazil's government is downplaying them.
French President Emmanuel Macron's put the crisis on the agenda for this weekend's G7 summit in France. Environmental experts say the fires are caused by people illegally clearing forest land. Brazil's government says the problem's exaggerated and that the president, Jair Bolsonaro, is the victim of a smear campaign.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton is dropping out of the presidential race. NPR's Shannon Van Sant reports Moulton says he will run for re-election to the House.
Moulton also says he is relaunching his political action committee, Serve America, which pushes for the election of Democrats with service backgrounds. The Marine Corps veteran never gained momentum for his campaign and did not appear in the Democratic presidential debates. He trailed other candidates by millions of dollars in donations. Moulton campaigned on a theme of strengthening national defense and has warned in interviews that the Democratic Party is leaning too far to the left, and that could make it more difficult to defeat President Trump. Moulton joined the presidential race late in April, when the Democratic field was already crowded with 18 candidates. Shannon Van Sant, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the stock market is lower. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 171 points. The Nasdaq is down more than 69. You're listening to NPR. Ceremonies are scheduled this weekend in Virginia to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the start of slavery in the English-controlled area of North America. In 1619, two ships in the Chesapeake Bay traded African men and women who were kidnapped from Angola for food and supplies from English colonists. Bells will toll for 4 minutes on Healing Sunday to commemorate the decisive moment in U.S. history. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology says it made a mistake in accepting money from financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. From member station WGBH, Kirk Carapezzo reports.
In a statement to the campus community, President Raphael Reif says over the past 20 years, MIT received about $800,000 from foundations controlled by Epstein. Reif does not explain how that money was spent, but after some staffers vowed to quit, he says MIT will make a donation, equal to the amount it received, to a charity that benefits Epstein's victims or other victims of sexual abuse. Reif says taking Epstein's money elevated his reputation and served to distract from his horrifying acts. Reif says MIT leaders are also reviewing its development process and will advise him on ways to improve them. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Boston.
The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says a tropical storm is buffeting much of Taiwan today. Tropical Storm Bailu has top sustained winds of about 50 miles per hour. It may gain strength and then become a typhoon. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.